Pillow Lounge.
Da-da-da.
Hello, Bob.
It's Bob.
Nice song. That's a great song.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I can't. Whoa. 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 One more time. It's not whoa, but yeah.
Okay, Gene. You got any questions for Ion? Gene?
Me? Hello, Bob. Sure.
Hello, how you doing? I see you already had one orgasm way back there at the beginning of the music.
What was that orgasm now?
You went, oh, many O's.
Yes, I was ooing along with the ooh.
Oh.
One of those.
Just like Ion is now, so that's appropriate.
Yes. I was just reading from Chapter 4 of Fennekin's Wake, Ion. Did you post that on the Goober Snatcher for a particular reason for this evening? You want to enlighten us and share it? Why you posted that?
Not particularly.
Well, will you, whether you want to or not?
Which quadrant does the fourth section speak to, dibbly-dobbly-boo?
This is not the fourth chapter. There are 17 chapters. This is the book four, page 593, calling all
We didn't say the fourth chapter. We're calling all Dean's booth. That's what we said.
No, I'm correcting. Yeah, I'm correcting Gene.
Okay.
It's not chapter 17.
We knew. It's all good.
Yeah, but I'm telling Gene.
Section.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well, the reason Ion's posting it for me is that I posted a very rare McLuhan article with the key to McLuhan's interpretation of Finning's Wake on the McLuhan Scholar Facebook page, and it begins with this quote, calling all Danes. The article begins with that. And Joyce
damn.
Is talking about,
oh, no,
besides talking about Carolyn, he's talking about police cars in Paris setting out the alert, you know, something's happening, and they go, I raise your erection. And resurrection is going to happen. And that's what we're witnessing here. So very appropriate, Gene, for today, September 17th, which was the day that the Evergreens were supposed to play in New York City in 2001, but a few days before September 11th, 9/11 happened, so in 2001, so they didn't come to New York. And that left room for Ion to come through.
You want to blame it on the portrait twin towers on that night.
Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower. Come on, Gene. Ask
now
about Finney's Wake. I mean, get into it. You're reading it.
The Tour Eiffel, not
asked,
the Tour Eiffel.
I know.
Well, Ion, you asked what quadrant it was in.
No, we did not ask which quadrant. We said, Bob, which section does this apply? And he explained that.
Okay. All right. It appears, well, see, I haven't been to YouTube
it's
in a while,
so. A polygon.
Polygon?
Yes.
Polygon, that's a shape.
So it's the fourth section.
I just read the sentence, a hand from the cloud emerges, holding a chart expanded.
Yeah, that's a tiny note chart.
It's a tiny note. God, Lord, suffering, Jesus, God, fuck me, yuck. But yeah, it is.
Earlier today, I was listening to the morning of July 3rd when you returned, Ion, after being gone for a while.
Gone?
Well, you weren't on paper for a while.
The stone was rolled back. Oh, okay.
On July 3rd, you said that you are the resonant voice of the age-old knowing that presently was unknown. And Bob asked, when did the unknowing begin? And you said, since the fall. And then you asked, how long were you fallen? And then you answered, forever. You fell at the beginning of time.
The time is when it all failed. That's right. You watched The Messenger, didn't you?
Well, I think I did, but it's been a while.
Yeah, The Messenger, where they were trying to stop the four horsemen of the apocalypse from causing the rupture.
I watched a couple episodes. That's a series.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. It was an astronomer down in Nevada, a woman professor, and she sees something crash, and then it turns out the four horsemen are coming, and they work with Lucifer to stop it.
They all die, and they are made angels.
The four horsemen? Horsemen die?
No,
the messengers. The messengers.
The messengers are. And they're made angels. And that has to do with us being fallen.
With restructure. What restructure does to people.
Restructure.
It makes us angels?
No.
Metaphorically. Makes you ascend.
No.
This is
it brings
product
to the point
ever
that you would even notice is the difference between a little man and God.
Well, that makes me want to go to my DNA questions, Ion.
Aight. Now, be aware, we're going to answer them, okay? So, wait a minute, Bart, you do not have time to go to the bathroom now. Bart, you know she's fixing to start. There's nothing we can do. Bart, just wait a minute. Wait. You can do it in a minute. Okay.
He can listen and be
here
all the time, can't
I'm here.
No,
I'm listening.
He's got to work. Get ready to work.
Oh, you're coming up, Bart.
I'm on it.
No.
Were you on the way to the bathroom, Bart?
He's going to have to take notes for what you're asking.
Oh, and he's going to provide links.
He can't do that if he's peeing.
Were you going peeing, Bart?
Ion's preempted me. I know to sit still, so...
He was
you
going,
noticed
we
what?
Said, wait.
So you can hold.
Ion was preempting me, just saying to be still. So I'm being still. I did not have an intention to go, but now I certainly don't plan to.
All right. Now I started last week, just in the last couple minutes of payday last week, Ion, and you told me to go look at the image of Lilu's DNA in the movie The Fifth Element.
Yes.
And Bart posted a bigger image of that. The image is in 24 minutes into the movie. Now, you said in that image, the ribbons of the DNA, Lilu's DNA, there's multiple ribbons. I'm assuming there's 144,000 pairs?
Double helixes, yes.
And within that, if you compare the human DNA picture with Lilu's DNA, there was a bunch intertwined inside of the ribbons. You said it was the rings and the arms, I'm assuming, of chromosome 14, correct? And there was a lot of grid work inside those ribbons, you can see.
The elongation, one strand of DNA and the template strand, the non-coding strand, it's used as a template for RNA synthesis. The RNA polymerase strands versus the template strand uses a base pairing complementary with a DNA template to complete the RNA copy, which replicates itself in this case with chromosome 14 with the rings and the arms that opens it to make it synthesize the polymerase 144,000 times. Well, 143,000 times because you have the one master. Or is it within itself or is it absorbed? That's the question. And you'll have to ask that.
You said that 143,000, the difference there is 1,000.
And is it absorbed into itself? Is it absorbed into itself?
Absorb, is that part of the replication process, that it absorbs into itself rather than replicates the last 1,000?
Computer says yes.
And that's at the end, the final, between 143,000 and 144,000, there's something different in that process.
Yes, in the 14th ring, that's the difference between the valence and the valence.
Oh, the valence and the valence.
We put a thingy on the goobersnatcher.
So that image, you said it shows it exactly. And so that image shows a DNA strand with the rings and arms open of chromosome 14. Now, on the July 3rd archive that I was listening to this afternoon, you said it's always about applying the amino acids. You have to apply the amino acids. Apply, apply. So is restructure changing the way we're applying the amino acids that build the proteins that change the
lipids,
DNA?
Lipids.
Where's the word lipids in that sentence?
Not in that sentence. You said, how does it apply into that knowing? It doesn't. It doesn't affect that. It doesn't affect protein. It affects the lipids.
All right.
Which this then converts the protein into amino acids.
And that has to do with lysine.
And the other amino acids, lysine is just the predominant one that we're starting
right,
with.
Right.
There's some we haven't even inventimolated yet. They're going to be inventimolated soon. But see, the problem is coffee don't fax worth a damn. It runs when it rains.
Are there new names for these amino acids?
Yeah, Carolyn's got them, and we'd tell you, but we'd have to kill you.
So Carolyn's developing new names or making up the names?
Oh, no, we gave them to her. They just you gotta get them patented and done, and you got to do all that stuff so it's yours. And then they bump into it, and then idiots say, no, they had it first, and then nobody cares, so nobody gives a damn about all this stuff until it happens. And once it happens, then they can't stand it. And then they got to know everything, and then that's all medicine goes into. And we all work for Big Pharma now, apparently, so we have to be very careful not to intrude on Dr. Dean's copyright.
So now let's go back to the DNA. In that image of Lilu's DNA, the strands, the ribbons, are tints and shades of blue.
Yep,
there's
purple.
Different colors. Purple.
Purple.
Purple. So that's significant, the color of the...
Sure.
And there's tints and shades. There's different colors to different parts of the...
Yeah, there is.
Please describe those differences, or what do they represent?
The different strands. That's how you separate them. Otherwise, it would just be one double helix at another 144,000 times, but it's not that. They all have strands that run, comparing to the fullness of completion, or from a little man status to God.
So the color gets darker. It changes color as it gets closer to completion?
No, it just morphs, and that's how you show it is with color.
Okay. That there's a change, that it's changing over as it develops. Okay, now there was a bunch of numbers and dots. I couldn't quite make them out at the bottom of the image. It was like the computer readout of this new DNA that was very different from the...
Yeah.
Is that significant, or tell me more about what those were, the numbers and dots along the bottom?
They're markers.
Is that something to look into more?
Yeah, you could. We can probably do it this way. Bob, get 19 ready. It'll help. You want to divide off the different flavors and the colors. This will help. Yeah.
I also heard this week you talking about the double covalent bond won't hold, which you and Carolyn were talking about.
Yeah. They fade away. I hit them all in ball.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I hit them all in ball. They fade.
The mall and ball.
Yeah.
Are you quoting number 19, Ion?
No, that's how I'm explaining it to her. She'll get it when you play it. Just go ahead and play it. Maybe that'll help your questions.
Well, let her finish this question.
Notes, Bart.
It's ready to go.
Take notes. Now, Bart, you take notes on this. Now, it's important.
Yeah, finish your question there, Gene. What were you saying?
I was still working on the image from the movie The Fifth Element. Something about the colors of the ribbons and...
Mm-hmm. They, how they divide the strands so that the proteins can be then bound for the amino acid classes. But that could say that. Bob was going to explain that in just a minute.
Oh.
That's how that connects.
Okay. Now, then I asked about carbon dioxide and how you said that the double covalent bonds won't hold.
Oxyribose.
Nucleic deoxyribose. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
In that process...
So you're doing good, darling.
Thank you. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Seth. You're good at it, though.
That's because I don't need to control it anymore, but that's a whole other question, isn't
it? It's good.
Okay, so in that process, if the double covalent bond doesn't hold, then the carbon breaks free from the two oxygen atoms. So now you've got a carbon atom and two oxygen atoms. Does that carbon atom bond with other atoms immediately, or does it remain
free? Makes the heart. It's the heart. Makes the heart. The carbon makes the heart. Like Cheerios, the heart.
So it creates the... It creates a new
heart
molecular
shape,
model.
Shape. The bond
heart
is
shape.
Heart-shaped.
How many C's are in that heart shape?
197.
C122O98H197.
That's what they're going to bond to. The hydrogen.
The oxygen. All right. So the double covalent bonds aren't going to hold. The carbon and the two oxygen atoms break apart and immediately reform. It's carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen that reform into a heart-shaped configuration. How are those atoms bonded? Are
like
those...
Swiss or sweet.
Is that double covalent, or is there a new type of bonding?
New type.
So... Suddenly, the double covalent bond won't hold. The
carbon. Oh, no, it's not suddenly. They've been broken already. We're just waiting on you all. Not suddenly, though.
The sudden part is when we redefine
you wake
our
up,
chemistry.
You wake up.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't even like that because we told you, we redefined it for you. You don't even have a say in the matter, actually, anymore. So
right, we just don't believe
it. Well... So far, well, you're getting it. You're doing better than you was because we've got kicked in the head now to where you kind of together a little more than you were. And it's okay. You've let the things go. All those important things that you had to. Uh-oh. The needle's hung on the Victrola. Crank the Victrola, Bob. It's winding down. No, then you come back and then you can know that you know. And then all of a sudden you notice differences in your body. Like when you open your eyes and you feel different than you used to feel. You actually say feel better than you used to feel, do you not?
Sure.
Well, you say sure, but there's a huge difference in your meat sack body than before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it continues
pain,
to change. Dramatic
that
change.
That pain and those things that you used to couldn't complete or finish and do, now you don't make a thing to do about them, but guess what happens? You're able to just do things, meaning you're able to do things that you couldn't necessarily normally do otherwise. And that's cool.
I am, and I care less when.
Good. But then what's happening is your body is attuning and attaining these positions. But it's different. It's a new thing. It's a shock. Being a god is a shock.
Okay, that's what I heard on the July 3rd
report. It doesn't have to be, but you all make it be that way. So, okay,
yeah,
it's your party, and you can cry if you want to.
You said pain is the absence of control.
That's right.
So if I lack the need for control, the pain is gone.
Yes. Okay. That's the, now play the song. This is pain. The part gets you deaf ready. Okay. Get the word.
Okay, this is a little boozy, and it's called Smoking on Bob or Smoking on Purple.
Eat your mind a little bit. Eat your mind. light up that blunt. Light up that motherfucking blunt. Lit back that sunroof. Lit back that shit, man. This that shit that we ride to. This that shit that we vibe to. This that shit that we get high to. That gangster music, nigga. And you can try, but you ain't the boosting, nigga. No, no. Damn, got you feeling great. Look at my CEO, like CEO, let's get this cake. Baby, I hit the stage and hoes go crazy. I'm playing me. All my hoes got Jordan skills. They fade away. I hit them all and ball. Shit, throw back after throw back. Everybody won't take this. They like, damn, you missed the Kodak. Smoke coming out my sunroof. A nigga shining. Nigga love getting pussy. Love rock time. If you got kids in this world, nigga,
restructure and its effects. And we mentioned earlier you die and then take the restructure, or you, the restructure kills you and then restructure you. But he gives an inventory of the murder coming from the product, and therefore he stays high on the other products to prepare for the murder from the restructure. That's what he's saying there. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense what you're saying, Bob.
Yeah, he's talking in the ghetto language that, okay, if I'm going to get murdered by these gangsters with their guns, I'm going to stay high, so I die stoned, die high.
Yeah, that's why I smoke purple on Monday, purple on Tuesday, two Glocks cocked so they don't bruise me.
There you go.
Smoking on purple.
That's him.
How's that for code for talking about Bob? Lockdown Bob Rule.
Just love that little boozy.
And remember, when we were in San Francisco in June 2015, Jermaine's sister, the one who lives up in San Francisco, or did, she's moved back to L.A., introduced us to Little Boozy. He was going to come over, but then he got, he said he was sick of his publicity. He got a lot of TV that past week over something. He had predicted the sports outcome. He didn't like some player or something. Anyways, he got a lot of coverage, and so he wanted to retreat from media TV body life, so he didn't want to actually meet anybody there, so he didn't come to our party, but we were one person removed from him. But then that prompted him to write the song.
Bob made him famous. Otherwise, he'd be like young Jeezy. He'd be like nothing. But Little Boozy's on the money.
And maybe I'm talking about Jeezy Beezy. Yeah, maybe I'm getting it mixed up. One of the little guys is who we were supposed to be.
Bob doesn't even know his own music.
Yeah,
mythology.
It might have been Beezy I'm talking about. I can't remember.
Young
Anyways,
Jeezy and Boozy. Little Boozy.
But I mentioned Little Boozy to the Rip Rappers on the Beach Squad at Polo Beach one day a couple years ago, and they thought I was very hip, that I knew about Little Boozy.
Getting some Kevin Gates, he'd be ready to go.
See, you can impress any age group, Bob, if you talk about music.
Kevin Gates.
But
Kevin Gates, right.
The word, Zion, now it does feel like, especially with the restructure, like I have guns holstered to my hips, and I feel that
you
powerful,
do.
Like nothing can faze me.
Reach down, touch your toes. You can do that now.
Well, and it's even just walking around, you know, people have colds or sick, you know, all that stuff. And
rhinoviruses,
always talking about their pain and their ailments.
Really?
And
what happens? Oh, the cold? Oh, Lord, suffering cats. That, you know, if somebody could come up with something to cure the cold, they'd be on to something, wouldn't they?
I'll be darned if you didn't do it already. That's fabulous. How's Carolyn and Bob? Are the colds over?
They're all well.
Is your cold over forever, Carolyn?
Carolyn's not here right now.
Well, I'm sorry she's not here right now, but if you leave your name and a number and a brief but detailed message, she'll get back to you at the sound of the beep.
I'm doing fine. It's subsided. The fake
You got a little
cold.
Nosy, too?
What?
You got a little nosy, too? A little respiratory?
Oh. Well, I had a lot of mucus.
Well, tell us something we don't preclude.
There's that word preclude, Gene. That comes up later.
Preclude, yes, later. Preclude.
What, in your private session?
Yes, today's private session. Okay, go ahead, Gene. Are you finished? Don't get distracted here.
This is exciting.
I'm looking at the notes from Bob's private session that you played last week, Bob. I'm just looking over the notes of the immune system. Ion said that.
Well, you're not woman enough to take our man. We'll tell you that right now.
Well, who's saying I'm taking somebody's man? You talking about me?
Yeah, you're not with him. You're not woman enough to take my man. That's Bob.
Why'd you just say that?
Because what you're fixing to say, we're going to answer it.
The immune system kicks in and you'll never have to deal with this again. You may have just cured the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
You said you caused yourself to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back to a place where you say, okay, now I have a resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's why you have it. It's the caddish. It's the caddish. If you're
caddish?
From Jersey. It's a cottage, but you would say caddish if you were from South Jersey.
Is that Jewish with a K?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of a famous Allen Ginsberg poem, Caddish.
It's like Kugel. Potato Kugel. Or Gravlax sliced in on the bias.
You're throwing me off, Ion. Hold on now.
We did that.
Well, what that sounded, you caused yourself to react to it. So the restructure, like the RNA drops or the icell itself ion seems to target or immediately know the issue that needs to be addressed first for each individual. You said you cause yourself to react to it, then you come back to a place where you say, okay, now I have a resistance. So is that as much a mental labyrinth thing as it is the physical
it's a Shabbat.
Change?
It's a Shabbat.
Say that again. Shabbat.
It's a Shabbat.
You're going all Jewish on me.
You're asking.
Yeah, but I'm not Jewish. Shabbat.
Neither is Bob. But you're also Kohathanite, and that's where it come from. Don't you think you can't run us through Deuteronomy and think you're not going to end up in Numbers? Numbers 6:14. Don't start. You got it.
All right. Verse 14, and he shall offer his offering unto the Lord, one he lamb of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish for a sin offering, and one ram without blemish for peace offerings. So that's three offerings, a burnt offering, a sin offering, and a peace offering.
Starting
Jewish
to sound
man.
Like the messengers, isn't it?
Tell me more about how it relates to the messengers.
It's how that applies. It's the Kaddish.
Mourner's Kaddish. Here we go, the Kaddish. It's a hymn of praises to God found in Jewish prayer songs.
Oh, it's in the Guber Snitch, darling.
Oh, good grief. All right.
You did ask for it, so.
These are the praises of God. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hymn of praises to God.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone it, Ion. I forgot my question. Okay. Praises to God. We're going back to glory and honor like last week or the week before. Okay, back to Carolyn. Like Carolyn and Bob had a production of mucus. And once that was over, what you said, Ion, was now they believe they had a resistance. Or now there was some thought that went through their head going, okay, now I have a resistance. So that is the cure for the common cold. It has something to do with how we're thinking our body is processing it. And then you referred me to a hymn of praises to God. So is it just simply believing that, do we praise ourselves? Am I praising how powerful I am and rejoicing over how great my body is so I'll never have a cold again? Is it all about that process? The ICEL helps, I don't know what, stops me from thinking I'm going to die?
You can die, whether you want to or not.
But I can believe that I can die. I can think that my body's good.
Right, so did Joe Walsh. Why don't you try it like
and
this?
Life's been good
okay,
to him
Bob,
so far.
Yeah, try 23, Bob.
Joe Walsh says Trump won't win Illinois. Urges Maine Township voters to focus
on
local.
He don't know nothing.
Yeah, Illinois congressman and conservative radio talk show host Joe Walsh. Did he die? No, he didn't die. You just mentioned him.
No, just play the most current one in your box.
I
right.
think he's got Life's Been Good to Me So Far, Joe Walsh's song.
No, this is a politician, unless he made a song. Okay, here we go.
Live in hotels, tear out the walls. I have a
Some of the lyrics seem to apply to you, Gene. Didn't you lose your driver's license or something a few years ago?
No, but I probably could. Similar. I could have lost my license on my way down to see Chad and Kate that night.
That's right. There was a lot of aspects of your life in there.
There was.
See, it automatically goes to the next song. That fits. So if you've got another point you want to make, Gene, shall I move on? What's the cloud, Ian? The fact it goes to another song?
Yeah.
That's not your cloud, is it? That's, you know.
Yes.
It's your cloud does that. Okay, Gene, have you got something you want to mention before?
Life's a highway, Bob.
I could totally change topics, Bob, but why don't you move on? This is a
No. What? You got a topic? What?
I watched a couple episodes of Ancient Aliens, Ion.
That's a crazy show, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's kind of fun to see the new stuff they've come up with.
Well, that they've come up with is what we've told them.
Oh, that's the new stuff you've told them about, huh?
Well, just saying. I mean, how do they come up with that new Roswell crap anyway?
Yeah, they're finding all these pyramids in China now. That's a big deal. But they referred to the mountain in China. It was called Kunlun or Kong. It's
Canal.
I think that was the one. Now, I could have this mixed up a little bit, but they talked about the Forbidden City.
Yeah.
And that's called the Purple Forbidden City.
Oh, yeah.
It's in a mountain, and it's related to an area in space.
Well, time-space. It's not outer space. It's space here. It's all like Shambhala, and there's other places they call it, too.
All right, like time-space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a location, but maybe not in the way we
It's a destination vacation.
And there's also the myth about Yellow Man, or the idea of Yellow Man in China. You always talk about the mountain and being and the people, but this is related to very, very early history in China. Is the Forbidden City, the Purple Forbidden City, and its connection to this time-space location significant? In relation to the what you talk about, the mountain and the people of the mountain.
A reference to it.
All right. So I'm good for now, Bob.
Well, you did very good. That was a good bunch of questions. Thanks a lot.
That was excellent. You did good. You were real focused.
Well,
and you got
you
some of the best
much,
music.
That
well,
great,
I don't know
yeah,
about that.
I have to hear
good,
I have to read those
Gene,
lyrics again. That didn't apply to
good.
Me.
It wasn't no zippy.
A Little Boozy was good. Joe Walsh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Walter, Joe Cocker, knockoff. That kind of music is shit.
Well, I thought that's what we were talking about was shit.
We are, but that was not a bad instrumental in the middle, but I don't like the guy's voice. Okay, Gene, very good. Thank you, Gene. The music fit Gene. It was appropriate for Gene. Here's someone who has put their hand up three times. Yes, anonymous. I don't know who you are. Would you like to speak?
My name's Osborne. I message you a lot on Facebook, Bob.
Under what name?
Under L. Moria.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I have a few questions for you, and then I also have some questions for Ion. Hello, Ion.
Hey.
Bob, I was actually reading Medium is the message earlier.
Yeah.
And,
medium is the massage. The medium is the
medium
massage. No TA.
I noticed the post that you made earlier about the electrodes and anodes have some kind of correlation. Does that specific post have any correlation to how we view television today? Like, in terms of the tube TV, now we use LCD TVs, does that change in any way?
Yeah, the TV that McLuhan's describing in the 50s does not relate to the TV within the chip body today. No, yeah, that does not apply. But what's important about that quote, which is a really good key, McLuhan quote, is the metaphor of the metaphor. Metaphor itself is expressed in the interplay of the cathode, the anode, and the grid in the electronic vacuum tube. See, that's very profound. An example of McLuhan taking a machine or an instrumental object and relating it to literary concerns and perception.
Okay.
So that's a very deep thing to understand. So even though it's obsolete technology, doesn't matter, it gives you a clue of the metaphorical part of McLuhan. And metaphor is not an abstract sign. It is your perceptual life is metaphoric. The interaction with me now on the phone has a metaphoric quality to it.
It's Cibola.
Cibola?
Yeah, Cibola. We don't know what that means, but let's just say say yes. Just say yes to Ion. We can move on. Okay, yes, that's right.
Okay. And
no, metaphorically, Ion. It's like this, Osborne. Is that O-S or O-Z-B-O-R-N?
O-S. Well, I mean, nickname is Ozzy, but my full name is Osborne. That's O-S-B-O-R-N.
Now, look, when we talk about perception being metaphorical, that's the old Christian thing. You're in the world, but not of it. What Ion says, don't believe your lying eyes. What you see is only one part of your sensory makeup, your whole physical makeup. So therefore, different senses as parts of the whole makeup are metaphorical. They're not the whole process. See? So that's what we mean by metaphor. It's a percept. Perception involved metaphor. Not like that apple is like Osborne on Wednesday. You know, that's just a sign. We don't mean that usually.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What is the new way of perceiving media, you would say, now in 2016? In terms of how people view advertisement and things, is that affecting people, like now, in terms of how it used to affect them?
It doesn't affect people anymore. People are indifferent to all kinds of information now. That's why I call it a post-information or para-information society. People are looking for some new kind of experience. And if they're lucky, they find us, because we have pretty well the only way to get a new experience, because we take the products that alter us. You can't get to ascension without our products at this late stage. You either are with us or on your way out. That's what people are yearning for. They may not know about us, but they're yearning, and they're not taking it, anything that the information environment tells them, advertising or regular programming. That's why they are putting a president in, Mr. Trump, that is not part of the media matrix that has been in the established in Washington. Osborne, if you had been a reasonably articulate person, if you ran on not being part of Washington, you would have a chance to become president. That's why Trump has the advantage. It doesn't matter what he says. He appears to be not part of the establishment, even though, you know, as a billionaire, he was part of it in New York City. He's created this image. That's the people saying, we don't give a fuck what you guys tell us. We're going to put in something that drives you nuts so that your information machine will shut up.
Right.
The Trump phenomenon is expressing, and it's even more detailed than that, but I can't go into it. I just sound like a nutball. But Ion explains how Trump is reflecting me and Iondom. And Trump is into Iondom. He knows about it. He's on our products. That's why he's got all this energy. But he is a metaphor, an active metaphor for what Ion is about.
I see. And so
don't tell your friends this, though. Don't tell your non-ionic friends this. If you care to have their input, they will stop talking to you.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that a lot of people are still kind of stuck in a certain, I guess you could call it compartmentalization.
Kind of disbelief. They're locked into it. Oh, Ion's back. Let's go back to your question. What was your second question? Address it to Ion.
Donald Marshall, was he really a pet for Queen Elizabeth, and did he really write the famous songs that he claims he wrote?
No.
You mean the present Queen Elizabeth is who you're talking about?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Well, not the one 400 years ago. Donald Marshall is somebody alive today.
Yes. And are the cloning centers real? Human cloning centers.
They are real.
But who are you quoting, Osborne?
I'm not quoting anyone. I'm going based off of YouTube videos of these people basically, I guess
the
you could
Illuminati,
say that.
The Illuminati they're, crap, Bob.
They're apparently
oh, okay.
they're coming out, you know what I mean? They're saying their quote, coming out and saying, you know, I mean, whatever it is that they're saying that there is a secret between...
He's a fucked up Canadian. He's running around murdering people, and he's messed around, and he's trying
right,
to come
yeah.
out. Blah 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 crap.
Hey Osborne, okay Osborne, crap. Wasn't Donald Marshall a guy set up in, by Canadian justice back in the '60s? That name comes back to me. Is that who you're talking about?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they
forget that. Forget
there
that.
Could be
so the cloning, I said there are cloning centers, but it's not the Illuminati bullshit you're reading on the internet. So you have to find out what Ion
right.
means by cloning center.
What do you mean by cloning center?
There
is it like
DNA is replicated and perfected. It's where you get rid of the bad junk DNA.
Okay.
That's where we've been practicing with those for years.
So basically, you guys perfected it before they did.
They haven't protected
what it is
yet. They haven't done it yet.
So they just don't know who you guys are yet, is all it is.
Who the fuck are they?
Otherwise they would have had it by now, right?
Yeah, otherwise they're going to keep coming up with dollies.
Osborne, are you Canadian?
No, I live close to Canada, though.
Okay, so I just looked up Donald Marshall, born in 1953, died... 2009 was a Mi'kmaq, that's Nova Scotia Canada Indian, was a Mi'kmaq man who was wrongly convicted of murder. The case inspired a number of questions about the fairness of the Canadian justice system, especially given that Marshall was an Aboriginal. As the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation put it, quote, the name Donald Marshall is almost synonymous with wrongful conviction and the fight for native justice in Canada. That's what I was thinking of. But you're not talking about, so the Donald Marshall you're talking about is some YouTube singer or something?
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
No,
I found it. Here we are, Ion. There's a picture of Donald Marshall, and he's involved with the Astrolites Cloning Center experiences.
Yeah.
So this is a bunch
of
crap.
He's going to do the New World Order, and Guy Paul Morin going to get
He sounds like Bob Marshall back in Sea Killing in the 80s. Illuminati prisoner, Bob Marshall or Donald Marshall, is being taken to the cloning centers against his will, and they are torturing him there. Okay, that's a bad way to look at a restructure
and
our stuff.
And they're making a comb in a little Dixie cup.
I figured there was something up with that.
If you can get it up, you should be able to get it out.
There's this other artist called B.O.B.
Yes, we know.
And that's Bob. We know Bob.
Yeah.
Right. And he talks about the same things that Donald was talking about. So I figured, okay, they're not both really that knowledgeable to me, but the fact is that anything that has to do with Bob, I usually look into.
And that's a good policy. But see, you're looking at the wrong places. You know, it's normal among teenagers to talk about the Illuminati and aliens and maybe college students too. This meme that Bob Marshall started at CKLN in the mid-80s, and we heard Ion say the other day that it totally fucked up the world what Bob Marshall did on CKLN. And so you got these kids running around and you're researching. I'm telling you, you don't research them, you research us. We are the new Illuminati. We're a nice Illuminati. We're going to bring in some stuff that you can feel better. You're not going to end up in a prisoner like this idiotic Donald Marshall. He went to the wrong cloning center.
Thank you for that. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate the spot.
Hey, you sound black. Are you a black caucus member?
I'm actually African.
Okay, that's good. I noticed that you had something in your voice there.
I have another question. That is Trump the first president to be made into a public nude statue?
They didn't get his junk right.
I figured that, but in terms of the message is what matters to me. He's basically the first person even that I know of that has so much publicity that someone would even go as far as to make a statue of him.
It's much like Finian's Wake, HCE, Here Comes Everybody. Everybody projects their culture, their perceptual bias into this icon, this TV chip body icon. That's what Donald Trump's become. He is the actual word that makes the market. He is the president or serves that meme central focus already, and he will be around as long as he wants to. They're not even going to bother running and you know, stop, give the four-year rule on him. If he wants to stay president, it'll be such a changed country, thanks to me, that people won't even bother with whether somebody's president or not. Okay? So Obama was the last official president. You black people, I assume you're black because you're from Africa, you black people can say, we finally took over the White House. The black people won. We were the hair, and the white people were the hair, whichever runs fast. Yeah, the black people were the tortoise, and the white people were the hair, and we ran ourselves into George Bush Jr., and then the little old slow tortoise Obama wrapped up the White House and put it away. That's what, how you look at it.
We're black.
But you guys can gloat.
You're black.
I'm black. You're black. Yeah, he's right. for example, Marcel Vogel, I'm not sure if I said that right.
Get number 11 ready in a minute, Bob.
Marcel Vogel, that sounds familiar. What about him? What would you say about him?
Was his work influenced by Bob, and was he the sole inventor of the LCD?
No.
Apparently, no, he's not the actual inventor.
He stole it from the CIA.
Ah, okay.
Hey, Osbert, you've read such unbelievable stuff on the Internet that your mind is always going the way you just sounded. You went, ah, I don't totally believe that you believe Ion when you go, ah. It's just another crackpot statement that you're forced to deal with. That's what was in your tone there. You're reading shit on the Internet going, ah, sure, tell me another one.
I don't really believe it, but I'm almost like, it's almost like when I talk to Ion, I feel validated. It's a sense of validation because what I know is not always what I completely believe because it could always change at any moment.
Yeah, you're talking about your mind. What
just,
you're validating is your non-physical.
A belief is just a thought you've been thinking a long time.
And your non-physical is giving you the feeling of being validated by Ion, the extension of non-physical. That's what you're. That's why it's not in your mind,
careful,
not your concept.
Careful! You're getting into the LaRouche quadrant. He's gonna find a thought up his asshole.
Okay, so what about Admiral Richard E. Byrd? Did he really voyage to all the places he did?
Yes, he did.
So he did go to the outskirts of Antarctica. What did he see when he got there?
The Lost Continent.
Well, I've researched a couple maps, and I'm not completely convinced which map is actually accurate, but is the azimuthal equidistant map, is that the accurate map? Would that be accurate, or is there even a more accurate map that is not really...
No, Bob has a really, really great one, but he probably won't share it. Because people try to give him money, and he'd do anything for money.
You give me some money, I'll send you the angel diagram. That's the map of all the continents and the inner and the outer worlds.
Notice it was money. That's what it was about.
I'm charging. For the next 2 minutes, you're going to be charged at least $300, okay? Osbert, I'm going to tell you something's worth $300.
Just leave the money on the nightstand.
So you got to leave your the images you have of the continents and of the planet or of the Illuminati. That's what we're doing. We're erasing those images, preferably not filling any new ones in. You don't need those images to get in the way of your own idea of already being ascended. That's the goal here.
Okay.
What are you going to do during the day? You know, you can't sleep anymore because you're on the restructure. So, yeah, you can surf things. But what's best is to go to those sites and attack them and say, tell they don't know fuck all. Have they fucked Bob? You know, really lay it on them just for fun.
I've been trying to tell people all the time that their vision of Atlantis isn't the real Atlantis. Ever since I started listening to you guys, you guys have shed a lot of light in my life. And I do take your products. I just took some Realign earlier today. So and yeah. every person that I talk to, I always send them to your guys' products because there's than just having
stop
a feeling.
It. Don't do that. Do not do that. Don't be sending
No, I'll be
there.
Correct, Ion Osborne.
More,
do it, but don't care
dead,
about the outcome.
That's more
no,
than
I,
even, everybody that comes is another
thing. I always tell
stop
people
stop buying
that
the product. Don't buy it. It's not for you. It wasn't made for you. It's not for you. Get off of it. If you don't
it's
take
not
it, they will find it. But it's not your damn job to sell anything. That's Bob's job. Just let that all go. When they ask how you know it's good, say, go to hell. I ain't telling you a goddamn thing. Motherfucker. Go to hell.
Don't tell them nothing.
Because they're just going to hate you. If they get it, they're going to want to be copying you, and if they don't get it, they're going to hate you because you're going to live forever and they're not. So either way, it's going to end in tears, so don't do it. Just let them die. Let them die. Tell them, alas, poor York, I'm going to miss your damn ass when you're gone. Get happy or get out. And don't tell them how.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah, tell them.
See, Osborne, you're ascended. You're being ascended if you don't care how they react. So that means you can say anything to them. Play with it.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what.
It's quite a libertine gospel.
Today,
we're trying to say
today,
you get trapped.
Today is my birthday.
That's the perfect was we know. Well, it ain't your birthday
we know.
Yet. Not quite yet. We wish we'd get you where you didn't have birthdays anymore. That's coming.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I tell people that I celebrate life every day, they look at me funny. They're like, I mean, like, okay, like, you know, but you still have a birthday. You know, so people are still trying to push their ideologies onto you.
Yeah, but they
like,
detect that you're trying to tell them something. You've got to stop trying to tell them something. You're speaking your mind with a libertine gospel attitude that you don't give a fuck what you say or what they think. They detect that you care about their interest in what you're saying. You've got to get rid of that.
Okay. All right.
And
Keith, thank you.
It won't matter how they react. And you can encourage them. You can tease them. As they react with doubt and cynicism, tease them, mock them as they do it. So you can read it in their eyes. They can read it in your facial expression. You know, just play with them.
You sincerely must not give a fuck, though, because if you don't sincerely give a fuck, they'll see through that, and it will be obvious. Then you'll be exposed. It's called being too clever by half.
Ah, okay.
Mm. There's a good
phrase. So just don't think about it. It's just
too clever by half. Is explained. Hey, we finally got that phrase explained. I have been saying it for 7 years. Very good, Osborne. You evoked a truism or a clarification or something.
Oh, Lord. Take it back. Disavow.
Deny, all the way to the bank.
Uninvoke.
Yes, uninvoke.
Is that like disembowel?
Decapitate. And what about essential oils, Ion? Do you approve of any essential oils?
There's one that comes from another world that we get specifically. The two Egypts ago, we got the last that they had. And you're running dangerously low, by the way. It's what's used in the Renew. It's a very, 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 very rare rose oil that's in the Renew. That's the only oil that's good. And we've got to go to another world now because y'all are running through that stuff. But then Bob drawing bathtubs full of Renew didn't help anything and pulling the fucking drain and letting it all run out.
I threw it all away. Yeah.
Bob,
I didn't help anybody. I thought it would help some people. But what was your question? Did you ask about the two Egypts or what was your topic there that evoked the two Egypts?
I asked him about essential oils.
We have an answer. We can answer the rest of your questions. You have a few more. It's number eight.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
What is the best way? Do you know the show Once Upon a Time? Will that still be continued? Will that still be aired?
Do you want it to be aired?
I do. I do like that show a lot.
Well, there's six seasons, yeah.
Osborne, take that phrase, once upon a time. McLuhan's written about it. Once upon a time means no time, or the resonant interval. Once upon a time. Once. It doesn't even make sense. Once upon a time.
As in just one.
Well, nowhere. It's a myth. It's
you
fairy tale.
Wait a hook. Wait till you see what Hook and Emma do. It's going to be so fucked up. She's keeping shit from Hook. Emma is. But that's okay. It's going to get ugly. It's going to. It's a secret. It's something. Yeah. So, better. If he's saying
okay,
no,
okay.
I'll spoil it.
And what about The Flash? Is that going to continue, or is that done?
No, that's pretty done, don't you think?
Yeah, I figured. I figured because it was just getting out of hand, wasn't it?
Well, they got three seasons, but you probably won't get much further than that.
I believe I got to episode, I don't know what it was, maybe 28 or I don't know what it was. But it was the last season, it was the last episode, and there was a lot of stuff that felt like it was missing in it, but there was a lot of stuff in it that reminded me of you guys. Just like the Speed Force in general reminded me of you, Ion. It reminded me of your abundance, how abundant you are. So is that a reference to you in that show at all?
He has no idea. Yeah, he has no idea how abundant we are, does he, Bob? So funny. You're talking about, like, you're saying, like, you know what the hell you're talking about. You have no clue.
No, I don't. I want to know. I'm curious if they were trying to, like, perceive
you. That would be everything that they perceived of us would fit in a very small midget thimble.
It's a tidy, tidy nothing of Ion. Wait, the show's called The Flash, Osborne?
Yes, it's called The Flash. Yeah, it's about Barry Allen.
You're quoting shows I've never heard of. Once Upon a Time, The Flash, and where is this? A science fiction channel or something?
No, CW, I believe.
I don't know that network. Anyway, so you get the point. You said Ion sounds abundant. Damn right he does, but he's saying that your image of Ion's abundance is a tiny little nano spot compared to the actual abundance of Ion. So as you ascend, you'll be able to absorb the image of abundance more accurately.
Well, I mean, the way you say it is that he's like a big pterodactyl kind of hovering over top of the planet.
Yeah, Ion could destroy this whole fucking planet if he had a whim to. You know, that's what I'm trying to express.
We have a couple of times.
Then he claims he has three times.
So lucky any of y'all made it through the last reconstruction.
You know how powerful Ion is in his abundance? He's made me the most powerful human in history. Now, this is how absurdly powerful Ion is. He took me, a nothing, the worst human being. I was the original fuck-up. And they makes me the most powerful creative person in the history of humanity. Now, that's quite
a... Do you have Renee's permission? You're quoting Renee. Do you have his permission?
Yes, my father. Yeah, and talk about cloning center. I'm a some other kind of word that the word cloning center refers to. You know what I mean? I've been cloned. I've been expanded. And you too, Osborne. Just follow
it's
my
clowned.
Way.
It's clowned, Bob. You've been clowned.
I've been clowned.
So play number eight.
Yeah, that's pretty
play
good.
Play number eight. Play number eight.
Okay,
tell them what it
we're going to take a break here, Osborne, and we'll
tell them
what ask one last question?
No, hold it. Okay. Maybe this song will help you. This song.
All right,
this
one last thing. Question.
No, Osborne. We're going to play this song, then you can ask your question. This song
okay,
might
go
do
for
with
it.
Your question. Okay.
Okay.
I think
I've
got the sound up. Everything's ready. I didn't turn any sound. Yeah, okay, here we go. This only had 193 views. Jesus Christ, Osborne, the first image is about the abundance of Ion. Now, you can't see this, but it's pretty amazing. It does fit your question, okay? So just saying it fits. And this is called The Voice by the Moody Blues with only 193 views. Smallest view
no,
video.
No, Bob,
ever.
It's the wrong song, number 8.
Well, that was number 8, though I think you sent two number 8s. Let me just check
Well, the
that.
Other number 8.
Yeah, because you actually did a few screw-ups.
I know. They're two parts, you'll see.
So maybe I screwed up. Did we miss we missed the Moody Blues, right?
You didn't. That already passed. You passed it.
Yeah, we were going to play that. Okay.
So
well, look at this one. Guess what this one's called? It's called Dead Bob. It's another attack on my sterling reputation, and it had almost 29,000 views, and it looks like theater or something. I don't know what it is, but here we go. Dead Bob.
Oh, ah, I knocked his hair off. Oh, my God. On the bench.
Okay, you're looking at a guy, a very extreme ventriloquist, and he took a little baton and hit the other guy, so it's a little playlet in some theater. So that's how you visualize it. So this, the ventriloquist dummy is a whack job duck thing, like from Zappa's Thingfish or something. Okay, let's continue.
Hey, audience!
Hey!
Mine. That was really good. So
what was that?
This guy is a ventriloquist, but he had a burlap bag over his head, so he could you know how the ventriloquist has to not allow you to see them speaking. So he has a bag over his mouth, so he doesn't have to hide that he's speaking or not speaking. So he yaks away, and you can't see it. But the incredible dummy is a picture of me about 500 years ago. It's called Dead Bob, D-E-D, and he's got like a aristocratic hat on from 500 years ago. He's got an old clothing style, like Shakespeare kind of stuff, and he's a skeleton, and he just keeps yakking away, and his ridiculous jaw apparatus made up of dishes or something is flapping away, not in sync with what the ventriloquist is saying, just flapping. So it's a total fake ventriloquism, but the humor is incredible. And the reviewers say, and I saw him 15 years ago, and this and that. So he's a functioning comedian that people can go see. Dead Bob, D-E-D. So does that explain it, Osborne?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I felt, just hearing it, I mean, I didn't see it, but I was, like, visualizing it. And I noticed that at a certain point when the people were singing, like, they were like, E-I-E-I-O, I actually felt the vibrations through the phone. Is that what you meant by feeling your abundant ion?
That's just fucking sad.
It's not bad, Osborne, but you got a lot of more to learn from Ion about that. But it's not a bad beginning.
Okay. I definitely enjoyed it. It made
We put it on the Goober Snatcher so you can watch it and watch it and watch it and watch it and watch it.
Do you know where the chat line is, Osborne?
Is that AchieveRadio.com?
Yeah. No, yeah. DrCarolinDean.com. Yeah, that's it.
No, don't go there. Go to AchieveRadio.com, click on Studio, maybe it's A or something, the live broadcast.
Studio
the chat
A,
line.
Yeah.
And
then go to the thing. Go to the
link,
thing where you're watching.
Ion's link.
Where you're watching Bob. Where you're watching Bob naked. They got naked pictures of Bob on the, what is it, the Skype.
I have seen Bob dancing.
Cover up the chair.
I have seen Bob dancing before on YouTube, actually.
On green screen, yeah. But now some of that was from Jerry Fialko days. He was naked there, too, but they airbrushed colors on him.
Bob, you said that was what, Buzz Coastin'?
Oh, please.
The greatest dance is April 2008 at Sue Bone's house in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Sue Bone, yeah.
Then there's the Everything's Disappeared video where I'm floating around in a bubble, a small image of me, and that was me dancing in 1993. And then there's one I did recently here live 6 months ago or something, 8 months ago. So that's all. Now, if you've got Buzz Coastin, that's highly suspect. He usually has porn footage on there, and I'm not in that stuff.
You don't have a clue where you are right now. You could be the star of porn, Long Dong Silver, and never even...
Hey, that might not be too bad, eh?
There you go. Now we're negotiating, Bob.
All right. Okay. So what was your final question?
Who's the terrorist?
Osborne, what was your final question?
Who's the terrorist? Bring the terrorist in here.
Bring the terrorist. What's your final question?
My final question to Ion is, may I please have $3 million?
Canadian, you can have $100 million Canadian because they don't really count. You're really close. Just go across the border and they're 9 cents a piece. Get all you want. Bring Bob back some too. He needs to buy some more Leopard's ice cream.
I would love to.
But no, $3 million's no problem. Okay. Pay attention.
It's done.
It's done?
Pay attention, Osborne. You keep on the lookout for it.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Well, I just want to tell you guys that I really appreciate your time, and thank you, Ion, for bringing this.
There is no time. We're glad paying attention. We're glad you've been watching the show. You've been paying attention.
Thank you for the timelessness.
No time.
Hey, Osborne, there's no timelessness either, because that means there was time. See, there's not even timelessness.
So, Ion, how would you express the now? Is it just the now?
No, there isn't any. It's just the was.
Is there even the now?
There's no now. I know that. You could ask me that stuff. There's no now. It's basically all was.
And there's no then.
Instantaneous interplay? No, that doesn't work. Don't try to throw my shit in there.
Yeah, and then you go to the quadrants and you wake up and you just gotta go to William Irwin Thompson and that'll really try. But hey, ask anybody what they think of the William Irwin Thompson quadrant. They've enjoyed it thoroughly. They have enjoyed it so much. Something about that Middle Kingdom, they just found delightful. Yeah. Ask him.
No, then, really, it's all was. It already all happened.
I was talking to Ion, and Ion said that you can tell me about the Middle Kingdom and what they know about the Middle Kingdom if they want you to go back there. And say that's what Ion suggested, and he said he can arrange it because he knew about it. Work that out.
So, Osborne, it's a matter of applying eternity. Eternity's not now. Eternity's not then. It's not the future. It is so much of something that everything is a was in eternity. That's how long eternity's been around.
Then that's just this time.
So yeah, that's just this eternity. There's several eternities, apparently.
So would you say it's one point in eternity?
No.
Yes? No?
We would not.
There's
we
no
would,
present.
We would not. There's no present tense.
Yeah, no present tense.
There's only dangling participles in past through perfect tense. I would if I had come.
But you're here, right?
Man,
but we're here.
Man who fucks goats.
We don't know where here is. That's the 6 degrees of separation. Who, what, where, when, why, and how.
There you go.
Those
very
are
good.
Visual space.
Those are visual space markers.
Yeah, I also know about chapter 1, verse 22, and chapter 2, verse 17. I know the Bible. I know the Bible. I got two quotes I can refer to.
What about the color of the terrible crystal, Bob? Ezekiel
purple.
1:22.
Yeah, it's
Ezekiel
purple.
1:22.
Okay, Osborne, you've done well. I've learned a lot. You've forgot
a
lot.
Good. That's better. That's better than last time. You're doing better.
Thank you. So is the $3 million in my account now?
Don't start hankering for it.
See, now you're looking for it like you don't already have it. That's trouble. So when you get it, how will you know that you got it? What if we'd already give it to you? You should know that. You know, the thing should go bing, and then you look and they go, okay, there's the deposit. It go bing, and then there's the deposit. You got to go looking for it. It may be there, and you can't even spend it. You don't even know.
So, yeah, you can't have want, Osborne, to get it. Just like, you know, you don't care what people think when you tell them stuff. You can't want the money. That'll forever frustrate it.
If you got pussy, you don't want it. The only time you want pussy is when you don't got it.
This is true.
Just saying.
Nothing's eternal. Don't get into facts as if they're long-lasting.
Okay.
Coffee don't fax worth a damn.
You can't fax coffee. Try faxing some coffee. We're not ordering anything. We're not ordering you to do anything. So don't say
double,
that.
An everything bagel with double lox and a big burst, Spanish onion and tomato. Done very crisp.
So treat life the way I eat.
Life
a highway.
Is a highway. Cue
life
it up, Buff.
So I go on the highway. With what mindset? With any mindset?
Of course
or no
not.
Mind.
No mindset.
No mind.
You only use your mind to spout bullshit. It's fun. That's what your mind's for, spouting bullshit, telling them to not come to Bob's home, telling them to never buy restructure, you know, bullshit. That's what you do. You use your mind for expressing things through your mouth.
So, Ion, what is the best cleanse for the body?
Shit.
Yeah, shit cleanses you, Osborne.
In the sense of shit, does that mean any shit, or just is there a specific type of shit? Like, you mean like...
You don't have to. And give a shit, and uncle shit, and Tom shit, and shit shit, and ain't shit, and uncle shit, and Jack shit. Jack shit's brother, Tom.
I feel like that means anything. That could mean anything.
No, just keep shitting. Don't get constipated.
Okay. And what do I do in that process? What do I drink, or what? What is the
our
best,
stuff? Our stuff. Look, Osborne, we always will give you our stuff as the answer to any requirements. Come on. We're not going to mention any anybody else's product. They're not equal. So you do realign, RNA drops, remag, remite.
Oh, so I'm already doing everything pretty good so far.
Yeah. You just need to clear up a few of your mind concepts, which you're doing today. We're getting rid of your shit. We're not getting your shit together. We're getting rid of it.
So, Ion,
you did well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You have one lingering. You start to go, hey, Ion, is this a separate topic? Got to be a different topic.
I was wondering, okay, how do I be more abundant than I already am?
No, you already are. You start noticing you already are abundant.
We put it in the Goober Snatcher.
Is that Jack?
Goober's Net, that's on the chat line here at Studio AG Radio. That's the Goober Snatch.
Play the one in your inbox just now, Bob.
Okay. Let me just finish writing the bill I'm sending Osborne. Big bill. We gave you a lot. You used up a lot of your credit here, Osborne.
Wow.
Probably a good part of the $3 million will go towards paying the bill.
And don't go for bend over.
No,
don't forget
it's
for
true.
Bend
that's,
over
that's
and
the reason
see
why
how
I asked
deals.
The million so I can, because I honestly want to be more of a part of you guys' work. But
well,
I don't want to.
Then don't. We don't work. Bob don't work. Nobody works. Nobody fucking works.
Only Dean
works if she wants.
Just keep calling in. Just keep calling in, Osborne.
Keep typing. Just keep rocking.
Call in tomorrow.
Rocking
tomorrow morning.
Rocking with the rhythm and
tomorrow
the rhythm.
Morning?
Get your big old dick hard. Beautiful. And let's do something. Get on with it.
Get your dick hard and we'll do something with it, Tom. Osborne.
Hey, that's like the best line I've ever heard.
Well,
that's what?
What
it's supposed to be.
I said, that's the best line I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, here
now
we go.
Negotiating.
Just show up. Okay,
all
here's
right.
Son. Nice talking to you, Osborne. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. See you tomorrow.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
most excellent.
That was good. Nice. You're selecting some good music, Ion. That's always good.